AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 7 contests in 5 states in the chase for the convention delegates. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump split the 4 GOP races. Cruz taking Kansas and Maine. Trump won Louisiana and Kentucky. Marco Rubio says he's staying in the race, campaigning yesterday in Jacksonville, Florida, his home state, and the one that he has to win in the coming primary.
Conservatism is not how loud can you be, how offensive can you be, how many bad words can you say, how many ridiculous things can you say on television. That is not conservatism. Conservatism is adhering to the Constitution of the United States.
Bernie Sanders took 2 of 3 Democratic Party contests yesterday.
He won in Kansas with a good vote. One in Nebraska with a good vote.
Hillary Clinton, however, walks away with the most delegates based on her strong showings in both of those states, as well as a win in Louisiana. The two will debate tonight in Flint, Michigan. 1/2 foot of rain has fallen in Northern California, and the storm should bring more rain today as far south as Southern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the mountains are catching a lot of snow.
Sierra Nevada mountains, as you get up into the some of the higher elevations where some of the ski resorts are, they're going to pick up several feet of snow just this weekend with this system.
Second front is coming in right behind this weekend system, bringing more rain and snow to the Pacific Northwest and California. At least 31 people, including 24 civilians, are dead in a suicide truck bombing at a military checkpoint in a city about 60 miles south of Baghdad. Iraq has seen a jump in such bombings in the past month in and outside of the capital, killing more than 100 people. Monsanto says it may pull its genetically modified cottonseed technology from India if the government goes ahead with plans to cut 70% from the royalty fees which are paid to a joint venture firm in India. This is AP Radio News. Friends and family of a former FBI agent missing for 9 years in Iran say they are still waiting for answers to what happened. Josh Rapogel has more.
This Wednesday marks 9 years since Bob Levinson disappeared while working as a contractor for the CIA in Iran.
What I wouldn't do to rewind 9 years and say to my dad, please don't go away.
It's been 5 years since there was evidence he was alive, and Congressman Ted Deutch says he doesn't know what to think.
We don't know. None of us here today know the details.
Levinson's eldest daughter pleading with Iranian officials.
Let him come back to us. And if Dad, if you can hear this, we love and we miss you. We're never going to give up.
Joshua Plogle, Coral Springs, Florida.
The first bids to the big dance are being handed out. Austin Peay earns an automatic NCAA tournament berth by winning the Ohio Valley Conference tournament, and Yale clinches the Ivy League's bid. It's the first appearance for Yale in the tournament since 1962. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.